How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Reshmi Basu. A year after acquiring Neiman Marcus, Saks is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. So Reshmi, in the filing, the company's CEO says that Saks is not a declining brick and mortar business. So then how did we get here?
I think the issue for the company was they had just too much debt on the balance sheet, and they were kind of unable to make their interest expense and also dealing with vendors not willing to ship to the company, and given all of its cash burn issues.
So is there anything in the filings that explain what the company plans to do to turn things around?
So the company does plan to shutter some locations, but what was interesting about this Chapter 11 filing is that the company filed with a bankruptcy loan in place, but did not file with a restructuring support agreement, which basically means like what the company and its creditors are going to do to keep the company alive in terms of an operational overhaul or how it's going to deal with its debt structure.
It's a luxury retailer. Do experts think that they can dig their way out?
There's a lot of wood that needs to be chopped. And one of, foremost, the company needs to fix its relationship with vendors who've been burned, given that the company had not been paying them on time and also had been, very late in payments. So they really have to kind of go on this. They have to really fix their relationships with the suppliers.
Well, how are luxury retailers doing compared to, normal department stores that we think of, like Macy's?
So one thing is that, this may be positive for like a Macy's and a Nordstrom's, given that they could probably take some market share. And, one thing we saw, like with Saks, when they put out their earnings for the quarter ended in October, they had like a 13% decline in revenue. Meanwhile, Macy's, for instance, actually only had a 0.6% decline in revenue. So it just kind of shows you how different these two retailers are. But Macy's, again, could probably take some market share, is probably planning to in the luxury space.
Well, I would imagine that somebody who goes to Saks or Neiman's or Bergdorf Goodman is different from a Macy's shopper. And even you get somebody in a brick and mortar store in the first place.
Yeah, that's correct. Saks, Bergdorf, Neiman, they tend to have a much more kind of luxurious feel to them. And they have, the personal shoppers, et cetera. So they just kind of are at the higher end of the retail spectrum.
Those are the people who want the shopping, quote unquote, experience.
Correct. But, we will see that Macy's has been trying to make some inroads into that space. For instance, Bloomingdale's, which is probably a little bit more on the higher end side of the spectrum, their comp store sales are down like 8.8%. So you're definitely seeing them make kind of a push into the luxury space.
Here in San Francisco, we've seen some of these really big retailers, like you said, Bloomingdale's, close up in one of our bigger malls. We're we're looking at Saks saying they're gonna sell off the Neiman Marcus building, and so from a consumer's perspective, it's almost like you're being forced to shop online because there's no one left.
Yeah, absolutely. And a retailer, they kind of have to balance the bricks and mortar business side of the business along with their e-commerce strategy. And one thing we will probably likely see as Saks tries to reorganize itself in the Chapter 11 process, we'll likely see that they're going to close some stores that are not profitable.
Reshmi, thanks so much.
There's going to be more store closures to come.
Yeah, I'll bet there will be. We'll be watching for that. Reshmi, thanks so much for the reporting and for the time. That is Bloomberg's Reshmi Basu. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, catch Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. That'll come at you at 8 a.m.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.